Sir Worf contended that we dissect nature along lines laid down for us by our native languages, and consequently we cut nature up, organize it into concepts, and we give it certain significances. Now, how exact or true is this? Because we can also say that language, in the sense that we think of language, for example, the people in Germany speak German. This is a historical or social or political notion rather than a language scientific one. I mean, for example, German and Dutch are much closer to one another than various dialects of Chinese are. But the rough common sense divisions between languages is used as evidence of linguistic relativity. Because there are 4,000 or 5,000 languages, it's hard to say. There are 4,000 or 5,000 languages in use today, and each is quite different from many of the others. And these differences are especially pronounced between languages of different families. So, for example, there are many greater differences between Hopi, American Indian, and Chinese compared to, for example, English. English and Hindi belong to the same group family of languages, the Indo-European languages. So there might be more similarities or tendencies there. So many thinkers, they have urged that large differences in language lead to large differences in experience and thought. And they claim that each language embodies a certain kind of worldview, with quite different languages embodying quite different views, so that the speakers of different languages think about the world in quite different ways. This is the essence of the Sapir-Whorf hypothesis. So their suggestion is that different languages carve the world up in different ways, and that as a result their speakers think about it differently. And this is what is meant by linguistic determinism. The fact that we have relative differences in languages, it affects how this determines our thought. I think when you yourself are considering this idea of linguistic relativity, it's important to resist a all or none thinking. There are different shades of grey here, and you need to keep that in mind as you read and study these aspects of linguistic relativity and linguistic determinism.